Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeaGo.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
You're going to take us back in time today, 5 years ago, and it has to do with President Barack Obama in Cooperstown.
Every year we do a story on the president with ties to Otsego County, and this year is the fifth anniversary of Barack Obama's appearance at the Hall of Fame. What everybody remembered about Obama's visit when I talked to them this week was the Secret Service. Hall of Fame President Jeff Idelson told me the other day everything was scripted. The week before May 22, 2014, the Hall of Fame got a call out of the blue, and it's something you just don't say no to. The next day, key community leaders were briefed and told to keep it secret, but news travels fast in a small town. Mayor Jeff Katz's phone started ringing. He didn't answer it because he knew he couldn't say anything. Happily, the next morning, the president announced the visit in his Saturday message. A Secret Service approached the hospital. Katz told me they needed to know what services Bassett had and how to get there if an emergency arose. Katz said, "I have no idea how much the sheriff's department was in the loop. People are told they need to know no more, no less. That's the way to have good security." The agents started to show up all over town with plaid shirts on, apparently to blend in. But their blue jeans were pressed and starched, and they all had immaculate haircuts, so nobody was fooled. The visit was supposed to happen sometimes in the afternoon, but details were kept fuzzy. Then Air Force One arrived at Griffiths Air Force Base, and the president got, on Marine One, his helicopter. There's a helipad right at the edge of town, but Marine One, of course, landed on the far side of the Clark Sports Center, a more secluded area, on a pad set up just for the occasion. The motorcade was made up of five or six black Chevy Tahoes, with two limos at the center. Obama slipped into one of the limos, and off they went through village streets to the Hall of Fame's back loading dock. One of our ad salesmen, Tom Rhodes, said a guy in fatigues stopped by his house just a few minutes before and directed him, "Close those upstairs windows." Inside the hall, Jeff Idelson was waiting with another Chicagoan, Andre Dawson, to make the president feel at home. Idelson told me, "When I learned I was going to be the one to provide the tour, I became quite nervous. My depth of knowledge is okay, but not as good as our curators." He showed the president Babe Ruth's bat, Yogi Berra's glove. They stopped at Pride and Passion, the African-American experience. Obama, a White Sox fan, put a 2005 World Series ring on his finger. "It fits," he said with a big smile. A select number of local VIPs were invited to what Katz said are called push and pulls, short conversations with the president, ending with a photo op. Then the president spoke to a crowd of 300, 400 people packed into the Hall of Plaques on something called the National Travel and Tourism Strategy, which I hadn't heard of before and haven't heard about since. He pointed out that tourists coming here from abroad are great for the balance of trade. And then off he went. Lots of preparation, huge expense. He was in Cooperstown for a little over an hour, and by that evening he was in Chicago at a fundraiser.
What a story today as the spring training begins to rev up down in Florida and out west for the new baseball season this year. We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeaGo.com, where you can go to read this story. Jim, thanks.
Thank you, David.